Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there as we continue to, well, revel in a big Eagles victory in Philadelphia, but also look ahead to the rest of the season. Big game against the Cincinnati Bengals coming up on Sunday. And really wondering of the last few weeks and what has happened here and as kind of the baseline of the season comes together, what's real, what's not. And what I'm starting to wonder is this defense for real? Because when the season started, I think there was a feeling that last year's defense was bad. This year's could be improved. Certainly should be a little bit better in terms of depth in the secondary. Maybe better linebacker play. Couldn't be worse than what it was last year. And we hoped a better pass rush. Now, early on, the returns were pretty poor in the pass rush department. They were better, although not outrageously great at linebacker. And you could see the talent was better with a young corner like Quinyon Mitchell. We waited on the emergence of a Cooper DeShean. And now as you take stock and take temperature of the Eagles at 4-2 right now through six games as we head towards week 8. And this is coming off of back-to-back dominant performances. For the first time since 2017, only the second time in the last 20 years, the Eagles have held consecutive opponents without an offensive touchdown. That's really hard to do. I mean, this is the NFL. Now, I'm going to go through some numbers here. I'm going to go through some rankings. And then we got to parse the reality of what they've seen so far. The Eagles have faced two of the worst quarterbacks and teams in the NFL in back-to-back weeks, especially offenses in the NFL in back-to-back weeks. You know, whatever the Giants and Browns end up being this year, how many games they win, you know, they win 4 or 5 each, whatever the numbers would be, 6 for the Giants, 4 for the Browns, you know, if they even get there. You know, it's going to be on the back of their defense. So these offenses are not good. We know that. We have to factor that in, but also I don't think we should just completely throw away what the Eagles have accomplished last couple weeks and say it's nothing but the opponent. I think that probably would be an oversimplification. But let's go to where the Eagles rank, and this includes all the games. So we have in this sample the Green Bay Packers, who will be there in the end in the NFC playoffs and a contender to get to the Super Bowl with a big-time offense. The Atlanta Falcons, not a great offense, but I would say a decent one with some upside. Okay, then they had the New Orleans Saints, and now as time is going on, it's pretty clear the Saints are not good. When the Eagles played them, it is fair to point out they were on an incredible, actually historic start to the season in their first two games. And their center went out in that game. They haven't won since. Derek Carr is hurt. We may look back and laugh when they, you know, win 4 games this year. And it's like, remember the Saints started 2-0 and they were setting records like the 99 Rams? And the Eagles saw them, they shut them down, and away we went. But that team, not good, but was coming in playing well. Then the Buccaneers, good offense. Lost last night to the Ravens, but it's a good offensive team. Now they lost Mike Evans to injury and Chris Godwin, so that may throw their whole season off. We'll see where the Buccaneers go from here. But that's a good team and a good offensive team. Then they saw the Browns, and then they saw the Giants. So I think it's fair to say they have seen two bad offenses in the Browns and the Giants. They have seen one top 10, top, you know, outstanding offense, well-coached in the Green Bay Packers. They have seen a pretty good, I would say, offense in the Atlanta Falcons. And I would say a good offense in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, albeit now they may fall off because of injury. So that's kind of the what they've seen so far, the opponents. Here's where the Eagles rank across the entire NFL as you wake up on this Tuesday, post 4 teams playing on Monday Night Football. These rankings, I think, are going to blow you away. Yards per play allowed, the Eagles are 11th in the NFL on defense. Yards per game allowed, 9th in the NFL this season on defense. Opponent first downs per game, they are 10th. Third down defense, they are 6th. Points per game allowed, they are 7th. I'm going to go quickly look up points per game allowed. I looked it up yesterday, and I believe they were 2nd in the NFL. Excuse me, 7th in the NFL in points per game. Right now, as we enter week number 8, the Eagles are 7th in the NFL in points per game. The only defenses in the NFL that have allowed fewer points per game, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Denver Broncos, the Chicago Bears, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Minnesota Vikings. I would say when you factor in Buffalo at 8, Detroit at 9, Green Bay at 10, that you can make a real case all 10 will make the playoffs. Let's put the Eagles aside for a second because we know there's up and down nature of this team. We're not sure we have yet. I think there's a real chance the other 9 make the playoffs or they're right there to the end. The Chargers, the Steelers, Denver, Chicago, Kansas City, Minnesota, Philadelphia, Buffalo, Detroit, Green Bay. I would say right now, Kansas City, Minnesota, Buffalo, Detroit, Green Bay, all I'd be surprised they're not in the playoffs. And I would say of that grouping at the top, Chargers, Pittsburgh, Denver, Chicago, 2 to 3 of those are going to make the playoffs. All 4 could, but 2 to 3 of those are going to make the playoffs. You know, Pittsburgh has 5 wins. Denver has 4 wins. Chicago has 4 wins. Chargers are 3-3, but with that defense, they should be in good shape to make a run towards the end of the season. So defense matters, and the Eagles are in a group right now that is playing really good defense. Last 2 weeks, 13 sacks. Okay? On Sunday, all 8 of their sacks came on plays that featured 4-man pass rush. They don't have to send extra pressure. That's you go back to 2017, you go back to 2022, that's when the Eagles are at their best, when their pass rush gets home and they cover in the back end. Bryce Huff finally contributed here. And what really stuck out to me on Sunday against the Giants is they did it in every area. On third downs, the Giants were just 3 of 14. Only 119 yards total gain for the Giants. And the Eagles' defense allowed only 2.2 yards per play. I mean, outrageously good defense. So is this real? Is this for real? As I sit here today, I am leaning closer towards it's more real than it's fake. There's something here. I think the switch from Cooper DeJean Avante Maddox to Cooper DeJean, we're not talking about enough. It's massive. They went from an anchor around their neck to a real playmaker, a real player. That upgrade in the – like they took their biggest area of weakness and upgraded it. And I think actually as the year goes on, this defense could get even a little bit better because I believe at some point Sidney Brown is going to be ready for a full go, and I can't wait to watch that kid play. Came back Sunday, played special teams, came in late in the game. And I know on the pregame show the other day, Elliot and I disagreed with the idea of what they would do if Sidney Brown eventually works his way back up to looking like a starter in practice and ready for that kind of workload. And I think he will, you know, by maybe the end of November or whatever it's going to be, you know, what the Eagles would do. And Elliot said they wouldn't put money on the bench with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I think they should. I think their best combination out there would be Chauncey Gardner-Johnson sitting the bench and Sidney Brown playing more as the season comes to its conclusion down the stretch in the final 6, 7, 8 weeks. We'll get there. But I think their secondary could get even better with that addition to it now. The only part that you really worry about, especially with the pass rush getting going, is the linebacker play. It's been up and down. I think Bond's been a good player. Dean is up and down. He has good moments. He has ugly moments. But it's a better defense than last year. Obviously a better defense last year. There's more skill player. There's more youth. There's more just playmaking ability. Then now they're not taking the ball away. That's the one thing that hasn't come yet. They haven't figured out the turnover thing. I think that will happen. The more pressure you get in a quarterback, the more sticky coverage you have with DeJean and Mitchell, the more quarterbacks are going to throw it to harm's way. But the real test is going to come here. So right now, I would lean towards this is more real than it's fake. I would lean towards this defense is you're probably going to end up more middle of the pack than bottom third. I would lean towards a vast, vast upgrade from last year. They have a gear to them on defense. I've seen them in 3 games now, the New Orleans game, the Browns game, and the Giants game that they didn't have last year, no matter who they played. They got torched by Sam Howell last year, 300 yards. It didn't matter. Mac Jones threw for 300 on them. It didn't matter who they played last year. They got rocked. This year it matters. And that could be a good thing. Could be a thing that gives us trepidation down the stretch of the season. But here's what I do know. On this schedule left, they're going to see the Panthers. They're going to see the Giants. They're going to see the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are 5-2, but it's not a very good passing game. Even with Russell Wilson back, it's just not a dynamic passing game. So they're going to have 3 games, and that's barring injury to anybody else, that they're going to see teams that do not have good passing games. Okay, so so if the defense has a tendency right now, which is when they face below average passing games, they could shut them down. Well, then you should feel good about those 3 games. Bar none, feel good about those 3 games. And I think the Eagles should beat the Steelers, Panthers, and Giants at home. So that gets us to a baseline of 7 wins for the season. We're at 4 right now. Okay? So that gives you 8 games to get to 3 or 4 more wins the rest of the year. It feels doable. It really does feel doable. If the Eagles are going to win those 3 games that I mentioned, they have 8 games to get to 3 or 4 more wins, and then they're in the 10 or 11 range, and we're talking about the postseason. That makes you feel good. Now, those games aren't locks. Nothing is a lock in the NFL, but you feel good about that reality. Now, here is where we're going to find out if they're a good defense, they're an average defense, they're slightly below average. I've ruled out bad. They have shown me enough over the past few weeks. It's not a bad defense. It's a defense coming into its own. You know, when you could generate pressure the way they did, when you can cover the way they have, when you could take Malik Davis out of the game, when you have this much versatility in the secondary, when you add Cooper DeJean in, it's a lot. And I love that the pass rush are finally starting to eat. I thought Nolan Smith the last 2 weeks finally showed me something. Like, showed me why he's a first-round pick the last couple weeks. That play he made to push Deshaun Watson out of bounds against the Browns late in the game. And then last week, just jacking up that tackle, that left tackle for the Giants, going to make a sack. Big boy plays. Bryce Huff with a sack. Jalen Carter looking good. Like, big boy plays. But the next 6 games will determine the Eagles' season and will determine where this defense ranks into the year, because they're going to face good quarterback after good quarterback after good quarterback. In fact, and I know there's a split on this guy just among NFL fans. I don't know what you think of Trevor Lawrence. I happen to think he's not very good. He's probably closer to league average than he is bad. But I believe Trevor Lawrence is the worst quarterback they're going to see over the next 6 weeks by a lot. He's the worst by a lot. And he's better than what they've seen the last 2 weeks. It just gives you a sense of the bar is about to be raised. So here are the next 6 quarterbacks they face from now through that first weekend of December. They're going to face Joe Burrow, one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL. They're going to face Trevor Lawrence. Then they go on the road to face Dak. Then they come home for a Thursday night game to take on Jaden Daniels. We'll see if he's healthy. He's got the rib issue. This is 4 weeks away. I imagine Jaden Daniels, unless he re-injures it or makes it worse, will be fine for that game. Huge game in the NFC on a Thursday night. Then they go to Los Angeles to play the Rams on a Sunday night. And then they go to play the Baltimore Ravens. So here's the reality of this season. Here are the quarterbacks. Burrow, Lawrence, Dak, Daniels, Stafford, Lamar. It's a lot. It's a lot. And it pales in comparison to Jones, Watson, Carr, you know, to start this season. You know, a diminished version of Kirk Cousins because he doesn't have mobility or any mobility right now off the Achilles. You know, I would say the 2 best quarterbacks they've seen this year are Jordan Love and Baker Mayfield. So they're about to go up in competition. They're about to go up in standard now. And now we get to see a defense that probably right now, if you're being fair, is around the 10th, 11th best defense in the NFL based on a lot of different metrics. You're going to kind of put it all together and see what it comes out to stew. It's about to get tested. I believe it is real that they have improved from last year in a significant way. I believe it's real, but they're no longer a bad defense. I believe they've graduated from that. I believe in Quinyon Mitchell. I believe in Cooper DeJean. I think the pass rush has shown something. Vic Fangio has obviously gotten through to these guys. I believe they have better linebacker play than last year. I believe Sidney Brown will help down the stretch of the season. Do I yet believe this is a good defense? No, I don't. But I do believe they can finish where we hope they could, which is somewhere middle of the pack. And I do believe this wholeheartedly. The trajectory for this defense is, it's an arrow pointed straight up, 1,000% up into the future. You know, if they end this season feeling good about Nolan Smith, Bryce Huff, Jalen Hunt, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, you know, N'Kobe Dean, maybe Jeremiah Trotter Jr. I think Trotter Jr. could play over Dean at some point. One of those two. Sidney Brown, Reed Blankenship, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. If they end the season feeling good about that nucleus, you add one more big piece in on defense, and you're talking about a tremendous defense next year, like what the Chiefs have assembled. Like, I'd see the bones of that. Could it be this year? Is it right now? We'll find out. But I like what I've seen the last couple of weeks. Obviously dominating bad quarterbacks, bad offensive line for the New York Giants. But the question is this defense for real? Right now, they're playing at a super high level, the kind of level that usually you're a good defense if you play at. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check that out there. Clips from all the different shows on WIP, the morning show, midday show, afternoon, even some live shows like pregame on Sundays, postgame on Sundays, the Brandon Graham Show, the players on, all there on YouTube. Check it out. We love doing those live shows and, of course, the podcast on there as well. Check out our YouTube page. Appreciate everyone listening. Is this Eagles defense for real? They look really good the last couple weeks since Cooper DeGene got in the starting line. Appreciate everyone listening. Have a great day.